150 years ago, the status of the Arkansas troops returning to the state from their victory at Wilson's Creek, Missouri, was somewhat shaky. The soldiers in northwest Arkansas under General N. Bart Pierce had not yet been sworn into Confederate service. Pierce, in a passionate speech, advised his men against the transfer, which would remove them from under his command. He told them they could claim their discharge, take a 20-day furlough, and decide later whether to enlist. Confederate General Ben McCulloch reported on September 2 that all but 18 or 20 soldiers had disbanded, adding that in a few weeks many of them can be re-enlisted. They do not like the idea of being sent to Pocahontas and leaving their own homes unprotected. Many of the Arkansas men would indeed later enlist in other units. To learn more about Arkansas history and the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com. The Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. I'm Mark Crist.